Hello, it is Monday, August 23rd, and that means two things. First off, outer space is one of the few things visible from the Great Wall of China, because that's how the sky works. And it is time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone and their linear and round high bays under the XFit line. And you know what? They're just great. You can select power. It's a switch on the box. What do you need? Flick it on the site. Oh, and you can select color on the box. It's a switch. You pick it on the site. You have what you need right there to make everybody happy. And you don't have to have a lot of parts in stock. It's all the best of both worlds. That's Keystone Light Made Easy. Link in the description, if you please. Because in news this week, the DOE will be funding $83 million for 4T4 efficiency products going forward. The DLC has a new draft on their surveillance testing policy. You can comment on that for the next few days. Closes on the 27th. Kohlberg has bought Meyer ZPS. That is a PE firm, paying $13 million on a transaction. Nanosys has purchased Glow. This is a big breakthrough in micro-LEDs. LED bulb prices will continue to decline. I once said on this very show that an A19 can't get any cheaper, and yet it has. They're down about 1.7% over the course of the last year. Get a Grip on Lighting is playing host to Ali Ahmadian. Check him out, talking about the language of light. Leviton has joined the ETIM. This is a new membership in the standards group. The IES is presenting awards for technical and service achievements. This is related to their events last week. Elemental LED has been nominated for a presidential award in technology and innovation. Read more on that on our website on nail.org. Solviasis will begin mass production of micro-LEDs. They've broken a manufacturing efficiency barrier, and factories will be spending up to make it happen. Inc. 5000, noted a namer of fellows that are fast-growing companies, has recognized LEDLightingExpert.com and G&G Lighting. Second and sixth consecutive years on the list, respectively. Cree reports their Q4 finances. They've got 35% increases in revenue in that particular quarter. LSI also reporting on Q4 with a sales growth of 53%. EU manufacturers are bracing for new labeling requirements. This is a step similar to appliance labeling laws, but they will be grading individual bulbs based on how much energy they use. Classic letter grades. These will kick in on September 1st. Keystone has collected 175 pairs of shoes for charity. This is a collection drive that they participated in locally. It's nice. In events, September 21st, Savants is working on ERP, three new features you need to win in the new normal. On September 28th through 30th, Light Middle East will run. This is based out of Dubai. On the 30th as well, the DOE will host a webinar discussing the definition of general service lamps and how that definition will change to suit new rules about efficiency. And you can still sign up for the LRC's 3D printing course. That full course is still taking registrations right now. In rep agencies, Principal LED has added Montreux in five states, and Fulham has added Hawkins as reps in Ohio, West Virginia, and Western Pennsylvania. In recommended reading, which you can again see on nail.org, among other things, you can find out about Michael Chow's thoughts on holistic lighting, the best LED bulbs going forward, Seth's thoughts on smart and the future of lighting, five ways industrial LEDs improve safety, We've got Waldorf on lighting in design and the five trends LED installers need to know going forward in market projections. Home automation, that's set to reach $81 billion in value in the next 3 years. E-commerce, specific for lighting, will grow by 7%. Runway lighting, specifically for planes, will reach $400 million in value by 2026. LED controllers market will grow by 10%. The flex LED strip market will expand by $1 billion by 2025. UV LEDs will gain 21% in value in the near future. In IoT news, Nichia and Zumtobel will partner on human-centric lighting going forward. We have IB Lighting picking Savants for ERP software. That's new. In R&D, U Melbourne has a new detection method to discover off-food strictly related to LED performance. In horticultural news, Fluence has new guides on retrofits. You can download those for free. In dark sky news, Great Falls Citizens Group will work toward a new dark sky friendly ordinance. Big Bend Natural Park will be a dark sky space that's even bigger, based on West Texas communities participating in the same rules. And Dipping Springs, Texas will have a new lights out program to benefit birds. Hey, Texas, good work this week. You, defragilize your grid and I'll never complain about you again. In local news, Sterling Lighting, a new company, has opened in Danville, Virginia. Drug dealers are smashing lights in Brussels to make their work easier, allegedly. Wilmington, Delaware is beginning a new smart streetlight installation. Montague, Massachusetts has received $65,000 in grants for upgrades. Fargo, North Dakota has concluded their exterior lighting upgrades. The National Trail School District of Ohio has saved $51,000 in power bills last year, thanks to their upgrades. Milwaukee's iconic gaslight building switched to LED. Isn't that funny? And Iowa has a brand new decorating fad related to LED strip lighting around their front doors. Maybe that's a thing to consider for you. In projects and weirdness, we have LiDAR as the future of deep sea oceanography, according to Velodyne. They have a new mapping program available to prove that Atlantis is not real. We also have 3D printing projects related to making a 16 color moon lamp or a matching space shuttle lamp from Tom Nardi. In people news, Brett Hickelman has joined Lightline. UES has added DJ Kennedy as a sales partner. Chris Tedesco is now with Interlux. Summit Electric has hired Michael Aufdenbrick as CIO and Sheila Hernandez as Senior VP. And John Barentine has retired from the IDA. Thank you so much. I've been Scott Wachter. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music. Enjoy Nailed. We keep doing things for you when we can, as best we can. Come to our convention, take our education programs, but in otherwise, have a good time. I can see you're coming.